Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks again to Coach Ed Orgeron, the real Coach O, who joined us. Of course, if you missed any of it, you can always go back with the radio.com rewind feature and just scroll back until you hear. I mean, what an easy interview. You were just saying that. What an easy interview.
Yeah, just so
talk
easy.
To that guy. It was really fantastic. We got another great interview coming up here on Ben and Woods, final hour of our show. It's been a good week. Obviously, we're all trying to get through a different set of circumstances. Whatever your job is or was, either working from home or not working now. I saw they had the new unemployment numbers came out today.
Massive.
Say 10% now of America, and that's probably even
a low figure at this point,
is now out of a job. I mean, think about that. That is insane when unemployment numbers have been down to like 2% or even lower than that in this country. So one of the industries that has been absolutely devastating.
Yeah, ravaged.
Even though a lot of the restaurants are still open, I think about all those people, the servers, bartenders, who have no people in their restaurants,
yep.
No customers who are given tips. It has been hit really, really hard.
Many, many, many of my good friends, man.
So let's go out right now. We got another special guest on the line joining us on our SDCCU fan hotline, San Diego restaurateur celebrity chef. You can currently see him on the season of Top Chef All-Stars LA. Brian Malarkey is with us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Chef, it is good to have you on this morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Well, congratulations, first of all, for surviving another week. They're just 3 weeks into the competition now. I know you can't reveal any secrets about what happens, but it's weird. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been for many, many years, Brian. It's weird seeing people all together in a house interacting and you're cooking together for people who are gathered at tables. It's like, it feels like forever since we were able to do any of that.
Oh my gosh. It is a reality TV show. That's for sure. You get to see the whole house, the brushing the teeth, the whole thing. And yeah, every time I see something on television, I long for that social interaction that we're depriving ourselves for a good reason, obviously. But yeah, it does seem like a long time ago.
Yeah, he was a finalist the first time he went on Top Chef, Woodsy. What did that do for your career, Brian, the first time around?
That changed my career completely. Back in the olden days, before we had all the Facebooks and Instagrams and streaming services, this was the old, 57 channels with nothing on. So there was so much hype, and so many people viewed Bravo at that time. And because I represented San Diego on Top Chef, the city really adopted me as their chef. And, I mean, it was wild. You'd walk into a Starbucks and people would go crazy. I was like,
awesome.
it was really wild. But it gave me the ability to open up my first restaurant, Searsucker, get some investors together. We created the entire fabric brand. We were able to sell that to a group out of Las Vegas. Able to get some new partners, open up my Urban Wood, Urban Eatery, Urban Sea, Anime, the Farmers, the Green Acres. So we have another big group. We just actually, sadly, during this whole process, we did close 10 restaurants.
Oh, man. It's brutal.
And then when you say, you know, Real quick, I'm sorry, but you were saying, you know, the servers and bartenders and cooks and dishwashers, all of those people, but the chain goes so much deeper, too. It's the delivery guys, the fishermen, the farmers, you know, everybody along the whole chain. It's just absolutely massive.
And, Brian, we're talking to Brian Malarkey here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, Brian, there's such a personal connection with food and being a chef. I mean, it's probably why you love doing what you do so much is to watch the person's face when you hand them the food. And it's just not the same when you pick it up curbside and you take it home. And I love the efforts that many restaurants are making. But unfortunately, some of them are just unable to do anything right now at all. And I'm so sorry to hear that, man, about, you know, closing 10 of your restaurants. You guys are doing something really cool for some of your employees, though. There's a GoFundMe, and we will tweet it out from Ben and Woods. Tell us a little bit about that, what you guys are looking to accomplish.
Well, we weighed our options, and, you know, a lot of people are asking why we're not doing curbside takeout. And the people who are doing well at that were the people who were doing it before.
Yeah.
You know, some of those awesome Thai restaurants, Vietnamese restaurants, little Italian pizzerias and stuff like that. They're great at that stuff. But when I'm a kind of a more of a sit-down, fine dining kind of restaurant, it doesn't translate. And I didn't want to subject my employees to having to work within, you know, social distancing outlays. And I didn't want to expose them to anything. So we thought it would just be safer and better to close it down, let the people who are really good at it do it. But yeah, we're trying to do whatever we can. We're going after the insurance company right now. I just talked to Tom Clicchio yesterday, and he told me about a lot of great movements going on in D.C., so that was very exciting. And just grassroots, we've got a GoFundMe account going on for Puffer Malarkey Collective. We're up to, I think, almost $60,000, $70,000 right now. We're auctioning everything from future dinners to online cooking classes to art. We're really going, you know, every which way we can. And then also we distributed all of the food from all of the restaurants to all of the staff.
So Woodsy, for people who don't know, Tom Colicchio is a celebrity chef in his own right. He's one of the judges on Top Chef. And as a viewer, I love Tom, but he must be terrifying to judge you because the guy is such a perfectionist. I mean, you make the slightest error on one of your dishes, and he is just going to just rip you, or at least your dish, apart. Brian, what is that like, sitting in front of those judges, including Tom Colicchio?
You know, 10 years ago when I did it the first time, I didn't have my own restaurant. I didn't have my own business. I was a young, up-and-coming chef, and I really bought into it, you know? But now, when you have all of these people who have their own restaurants, multiple units, some of us, and we're like, it's a little harder to hear it now because you're like, come on. You know? Or we know we messed up, and you're like, yeah, well, I was trying to slide something by you, you know? It's really surreal to go back on the show. I thought it would be fun. I'm good friends with Brian Baltaggio and Kevin Gillespie and Leanne Wong. Obviously, the older people, Jen Carroll, the kids from the old black and white days, right? And as soon as we get in that first competition, I was like, oh my God, I forgot how stressful and horrible this is. What am I doing here? And there's only one way out, and that's just to keep battling, you know?
Keep in mind, Woods, it's not like under ideal circumstances either. It's like, okay, you have 10 minutes to plan out a meal for 200 people, and
good
then we're
going
to give you a budget of $5, and you only get to choose from, half of the ingredients on the left side of the store. Now go and cook something that's, you know, Michelin star quality. I think people forget that, that it's kind of a stressful environment they're putting you under on that show.
Yeah, and then, you know, I mean, that's a city. There's like, you know, 10 cameras rolling at any one time. You're jumping over cables and lines and around people and faulty equipment and untested kitchen areas. And, you know, and it's all real time. So it's really crazy.
Brian, it's such a tough time. I mean, what's the talk about what the restaurant industry is going to look like when this finally does kind of come to an end? And we still don't know when that is, but are restaurants going to be able to kind of just pick things up and get restarted, or is it going to be a more difficult process than that when this is all over?
It's a very nervous time for us. We are very concerned for our industry. We want to know how, I mean, if there was a super cure, I'll tell you that right now, if everybody went and got a shot and you're fine, we would jump right back into normalcy. But what is normalcy going to be if we don't have that? Are we going to be able to, you know, have servers and cooks and interaction and, you know, or, you know, the whole hospitality industry is a personal touch, you know, physical at times and emotional at times. And it's really just that thing. And we really need to get a handle on it in order for my industry to stabilize and continue. The future is very uncertain for us right now.
All right, before you go, Brian, because we're all kind of looking for still good takeout spots, what are a couple of your favorites that are still open that you still order from here in San Diego?
I just love us. I live in Point Loma, so Supani, it's a Thai restaurant. It's named after her. She's a phenomenal person. She runs a top-notch group. They've got gloves on and mask on, and you get it at the door. That's the only place I'm just going to right now. I mean, I love to cook, and there is good things that come out of this chaos. And the fact that I'm spending more time with my three children, I'll probably never be able to replace this time now. Yeah. But we're cooking three meals a day. You know, we go to the grocery store once a week. I go to the grocery store once a week. We plan out the meals. We know what we're having for dinner on this night, lunch on this night. We're baking bread. We're baking banana bread. I mean, it's really wild. But if you really embrace it and don't get too mad, you know, drink wine, get through it, and get through geometry. That's the one stuffing me up right now. The idea is, my kids actually love how much time I have for them right now. And it's a really, it's a stressful time, but it's a very unique and special time also.
No, it's good attitude to
have. I love it, man. Way to see the bright side.
I also like the to-go cocktails. You just get like Manhattans to go and they'll just bring it to your car.
Well, that's brilliant. I've been doing a lot of online cooking classes, too. So if you go to my Instagram at Brian Malarkey, we're doing roasted chicken. This weekend, we're going to be doing like a egg noodle and ramen curry dish. Just kind of taking different things from your pantry that are really easy to get and putting them together in odd, fun combinations.
Well, Brian, I really appreciate the time.
That was awesome, man.
Continued success, hopefully a long run here on Top Chef All-Stars. We'll see how far it goes, and hopefully we'll get a chance to catch up with you again soon when this is all over. Thanks, man.
Greatly appreciate it, my friend. Stay safe, stay strong. Love you guys.
That is the celebrity chef Brian Malarkey in our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit sdccu.com.
Did you see that so many people are baking bread right now that there is a yeast shortage?
We couldn't. Shell, every time I go to the store, like once a week, Shell says, look for bread flour.
None.
I'm like, I can't find any bread flour.
Everyone's None. Baking bread.
It's something you need time for, and now people are finally having time.
My wife made banana bread the other day. I got one piece. One. That's all. I got one sliver. I haven't seen it since. I think it's gone.
Banana bread is something. It's the one thing you can do with steak. You know, when bananas go bad,
yeah,
they start going black and mushy, and you don't want to eat them anymore. They're perfect for banana bread, though, because you just mix them into the batter.
It's like one of my favorite
foods. And it's
foods.
Perfect, so.
But she
nuts or no nuts? I'm a no nuts.
I like them. I like either way.
Either way.
But I like nuts.
One of the things I do miss the most,
Jesus,
is eating out at a restaurant.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
sitting
like
down.
Shelly and I, our date nights are usually, you know, like a restaurant meal, and that's just it's something that I just miss that experience. It
of course.
Relaxes me. You sit down. The process of, hey, bring a cocktail and then have your salad.
A little wine.
Yeah, a little wine.
I can't wait for
dinner, then a little dessert at the end. It all just feels like a treat, and it's, you know, an hour and a half, whatever it takes, and it's a time where I'm not on my phone.
Yep.
It's just a way to decompress, and it's hard to decompress right now when every moment feels a lot like the last moment and like the next moment.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's like he said, man, planning out your meals, you know, making it a fun event. Things like that. We could all learn a little bit of a lesson from Brian Malarkey. That was really fun. I'm glad we got to talk to him.
Yeah, good stuff. Still to come, we want to a little more from Tom Brady.
Yep.
With the Howard Stern Show. That was good stuff yesterday. Some interesting revelations from Tom Brady. We'll get to that. If you missed it, also earlier today, had a lot of fun with Stu Gatz.
So I want
to bring
great.
Back some of that from the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN. So stay tuned. We'll get to that coming up next. Ben Woods. Right here on 97.3 The Fan. Let's get a check of traffic right now. Here's Kelly Danick. 97.3 The Fan wants to thank Jersey Mike's and their employees for working so hard during the COVID-19 disruption and to remind our listeners they are open for takeout right now. And I have to say, after talking to Brian Malarkey, I am hungry. I'm always hungry, but especially after talking to Brian Malarkey about food.
You love food.
Can do a little shout-out here, Woods.
Yeah, love it.
If you hadn't, I hope you haven't done this already and I just missed it. Listener Joel, did you see this?
I did.
Sitting in our labor and delivery room in Chicago, waiting for our first child to be born, listening to Ben and Woods on the radio.com app.
Crazy
Joel,
to me.
Best of luck to you and whoever you know that is giving birth to your child.
Right.
Wife, girlfriend, person you met at some point.
Paramour.
Is there any chance that the name, if it's a boy, will be possibly Ben or Stove or Steve?
Steve.
Whatever. Woods.
My son has learned my name and Hannah's name, and he calls her Hannah. And it's really cute, but it's funny. Mom, Hannah, get this. I'm like, oh, my God. It's so funny. You've got a, Joel, you've got a quite a roller coaster ahead of you, my friend, and one you wouldn't trade for the world. It is not the most elite fraternity in the world, but it is certainly the best fraternity in the world.
First child especially, it's stressful enough. You know, the whole delivery process.
Yeah.
The unknown is hard enough. Can you imagine right now?
I can't, man.
Being in a hospital in a big city like Chicago.
I can't.
I'm sure that they are, you know, isolated, different wards and everything, but the same, you just... Oh man, it would just be nerve-wracking at the moment. Sorry, Joel. I'm trying to. I'm supposed to be calming you down and making this a more pleasant experience, not adding to anyone's stress. I'm sure you're fine.
Joel, do you want to FaceTime and maybe have Ben and Woods?
Should
walk?
Have just come and done it here at the.
Yeah, could have done it here.
Been great.
We can. If you want to put your wife on, we could walk her through it. Maybe a little FaceTime action with Ben and Woods. We only charge $95. Like Tori Spelling.
It's a meet and greet.
Yeah, it's a meet and greet. Well, we'd be happy to do that. 95, we whack that up. 50 my way, 45 Ben's. 50-45. You know I'm going to be doing most of the talking.
Paul gets nothing?
Paul gets nothing.
How about 45-40 and then Paul gets 10?
10.
Yeah.
Well, that's a fair deal, I think.
So if you do want to call up and talk about how the delivery is going.
Yeah, 833-288-0900. Actually, let's give them the Friar Phil hotline.
We wanted to promote that.
We did want to promote that. And
so in case the birth happens after our show, you can call during the delivery and leave the voicemail that we can play tomorrow.
Yep. What's the number?
The number for the Friar Phil hotline is 619-798-4892.
All right, so people can call in. You can leave a voicemail about anything you want. And we'd love to have that thing filled every morning. And listen, I'm not going to lie to you. We need the content. So just do it. Just do it. Call if you want to do bits, you want to do impersonations, you want to be nice, you want to be mean, whatever. It's fine. We'll play it. So just send it in. We want to hear you guys leaving voicemails every day. Let's make this a habit.
Speaking of bits, Woodsy, what did you think of Jameis Winston's bit yesterday? Kudos to me. That it is,
it took Tom Brady.
It shows well of me that it took Tom Brady to replace me with the Tampa Bay Bucs.
That was something. That is a bit. They're not all home runs, Ben.
I actually don't have a problem with
it. I don't either.
I mean, what's the alternative for Jameis Winston? Like getting down on yourself, saying, man, I must suck. The Tampa Bay Bucs don't even want me anymore. No, you go, hey, you know what? If you're going to be replaced by anyone in this league, at least I can say I was replaced by Tom Brady. Philip Rivers right now is saying, who did the Chargers replace me with?
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor?
Yep.
That's, you know, I'd rather be replaced by Tom Brady than Tyrod Taylor. So if Jameis Winston wants that to boost his own confidence going forward when he is admittedly in a pretty tenuous part of his career right now, I mean, where does he go from here? Yeah, I don't have a problem with the kudos to me. Kudos to me sounds like something I would say, though.
It does. I sure think that there's a place in the NFL for a guy that's capable of throwing 30 touchdown passes in a season. Cut those interceptions in half, and you've got a pretty damn good quarterback. I mean, he was 30-30 last year, and you just can't have that, man. Too many careless mistakes. But, again, you got to be really good to throw 30 touchdown passes in a season. You do. It's not a fluky thing. He's not an awful, awful quarterback. If I were the Chargers and I was going into my season with Jameis or Tyrod, I'd probably go Jameis. You know, feeling that there's just a lot more there to work with. And you see those flashes of brilliance from him. And yeah, you can't really beat yourself up. It's like, hey, Ben and Woods, you guys have done great, but we got a chance to get Howard Stern on. All right, we'll see you later. Like, you don't mind at that point. You're
but
like,
if Tom Brady does go in, and I don't anticipate this happening, but if he goes in and Tampa Bay immediately becomes a Super Bowl contender,
yeah.
You know, they're deep in the NFC playoffs and they're 12-4 and, you know, a top two seed in the NFC, it's not going to look great for James.
Nah, I don't think he cares at this point. You know, I mean, it's Tom Brady, number one, and, you know, sometimes the change of scenery is I just don't.
What was that crazy stat? I don't remember the number. Like, Tom Brady could throw interceptions on his next 163
yeah.
passes and still have a better career interception percentage than Jameis Winston.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, it was a no-brainer for them. They had to do something, and you know, they did talk yesterday on the Tom Brady-Howard Stern interview about just what it means for Tom Brady to come to Tampa. And, you know, Howard didn't really get it, okay, because Howard's thought was they're going to pay you $50 million, all right, and you are going to generate way much more, like so much more than that. And Tom had, he's like, if you were a singer and you were the best singer of all time, you'd make $100 million a year. And Tom Brady's like, yeah, man, but I'm an employee. Like, that's what you forget. I'm an employee. I am under their umbrella, essentially. It was a really, really good interview. I encourage you to go listen. Even if you hate, can you hate Tom Brady the person? If you hate Tom Brady the person, aren't you just kind of like, jealous? He's not a polarizing guy.
You want to be Tom Brady?
Oh my God, yes. Are you effing kidding? Yes. In a New York minute.
But you'd have to be him. You're not Woods living his life. You're actually Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That's your personality.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
You would be Tom Brady.
Yes. Wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, but it's not that much of a stretch for me. I mean, Tom Brady's pretty
you're that good.
Reserved and, yeah. I mean, I feel
Ben
like
Ben just said, I'm Tom. You said, I'm Tom Brady. Me and Tom Brady is not that much of a stretch.
No, exactly. I think for you, it would be more of a stretch than for me. I'm not talking about the greatness. I'm talking
Paul, what is he talking about? Is he on marijuana right now? Are you on mushrooms?
I have no
understand.
Idea what's happening.
You'd be so muted as Tom Brady. Tom Brady, we already called him calculating.
Do you know how
you're not a calculating person.
Do you know how muted I am right now?
Are you?
Do you have any idea how muted I am? I am what you hear and what you see every day. I'm at about a 3.
Now
out of
imagine
10.
Taking yourself down to a 0.2, and I feel like that would be Tom Brady. You're from 10 to 3. Now you have to cut that by another 80% to get to the Tom Brady level of just kind of muted.
In a heartbeat, I could do it.
Okay.
In a heartbeat. Because, again, he's muted to the public. He's not muted in that locker room. He is absolutely one of the guys. And, yeah, that would be a dream life, you know. Not without its own challenges, I'm sure. But still, it was such a good interview. I encourage you guys to go listen to it. They're doing free, you know, trial right now, and you can go and listen to Stern interview Tom, and it was great. He's not a polarizing like think about polarizing people in sports. You know, guys like Allen Iverson, okay, guys like Reggie Jackson. All right, those are polarizing guys. He's not that. Like, he played for a really polarizing team. I understand that, and the Deflategate was, you know, whatever. Belichick is a polarizing
yeah.
guy. Brady is not. And you can hate him because he whipped your ass up and down the field for many, many years. But I find it very hard to not like the human he is, the father, the husband, the teammate, the employee that he is. I mean, you're talking about a guy again, and, you know, he does talk about how, yeah, you know, I've restructured my deal and things like that. But he still has the drive to go out and be the best. And that, to me, is just, it's everything.
It was a good interview. Speaking of good interviews, early this morning, we had a chance to talk with Stu Gotts from ESPN's Dan Le Batard show. Going to bring back some of that for you as we kind of wrap up our Thursday edition of Ben and Woods. That is coming up next. But first, 97.3 The Fan is helping San Diego stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected. Now here's your latest news update from radio.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Breaking news on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Pennzoil, motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Stugatz from the Dan Lebatard Show, our interview coming up in just a moment. First, though, let's get one more check of traffic on this Thursday morning. See how it's going out there with Kelly Danik. Let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Always love a chance to talk to this guy from ESPN's Dan Lebatard Show. Stugatz is back with us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Stugatz, are you surviving through all of this? Good morning to you.
I am. Good morning to you guys. Yeah, you know, I'm grateful that I have a show to do every day because that helps, you know, that helps get me through 3 to 5 hours of my day every day. And so I think you guys probably feel the same way. Like, if I didn't have the show and I was just left here with my kids and my wife, I mean, I don't know. I don't know, but since I have the show to do, and that's right in the middle of the day, it's been really helpful in terms of getting me through this. So it's kept me away from my wife, which she is very pleased about, and it feels like a normal day because I don't come out of that office until about 3:30 in the afternoon, which is what time I get home normally anyway. So how are you guys holding up?
Man, we're doing good. You know, we got the producer. Our producer's back in the studio. We are at our little Corona cabin here. It's actually a really nice place. The equipment sounds good. We haven't really missed a beat, other than, you know, we sports has been in my opinion.
Other than sports,
yeah. Other than sports, which right. You know, I'm looking at it like, well, what a massive crutch that was. I could always come in and know, oh, Ben can do 20 minutes on SDSU, and that's a segment, and we're good. And you know, now it's like, well, it's time to get creative, which, by the way, I mean, you guys are definitely, in the sports world, you guys are the most creative show. But what a big week for you guys, getting a mispronounced mention on the Howard Stern show, which I heard the other day. That had to delight you guys.
Yeah, every time stuff like that happens. It's funny, guys, like, because he did say the name correctly, and it upset me once I heard him say it incorrectly, because I wanted it to be incorrect the entire time.
100%.
I know. It's like, but it's funny because I couldn't believe it. Like, I was on my treadmill, and, you know, Howard has mentioned us before. He doesn't remember it, and that's fine, because I maintain that, you know, come 1 o'clock today, I won't remember the 3 hours we just did. And so I understand that. Like, you can't remember all the people that you talked to or talked about. But I just marvel that in 2020, I know it's the biggest show in the history of radio, but the amount of people who are listening live and the amount of text I got, Howard mentioned you guys, Howard's talking about you, Howard's playing a clip from your show, speaks to the power, I guess, still in 2020 of Howard Stern and the power of live radio. So, yeah, it was a big week, man. Like, listen, we just, no show is better suited, better conditioned for something like this than ours, because even when sports are going on, there's a good chance we might not talk sports. And we're kind of, nothing's really changed on our end other than we're not in the same studios together, and that certainly hurts. But yeah, we've had a lot of fun with the Howard stuff. It was pretty cool for him to mention us as a radio show. So kind of validate. I don't want to say validate you, but 17, 18 years in, that stuff still makes me feel good, you know? It still does.
Bro,
I don't care if he's talking
out.
About you in a positive way or a negative way, as long as he's talking about you.
I would have freaked. That would have been it for me.
See, I would have had a different reaction. I would have said, well, if all these people texting me were actually just listening to my show, I'd have much better ratings.
That's fair.
They're all listening to his show and texting me about how they heard my name mentioned.
But Howard's that guy you want to get your ass kicked by. You're like, I don't mind if Howard – then like Levitard too. Like, you're like, oh, okay, well, they beat us. Great. Like, you're honored. You know, it's an honor to get beat by them.
Now, boys, I mentioned the Stugatz from the Dan Levitard Show as our guest here on Ben and Woods, and I mentioned this as we were talking about you last hour. You guys are certainly better positioned in the ESPN family to make it through this, I would say, than most other shows, because, you know, grabbing onto something silly that someone said during the show and then making fun of it for 3 hours doesn't really have a lot to do with sports.
Right. I mean, the show is more, it's funny, guys, because we've talked more sports doing it in separate locations over the last month that we have more studio together. I don't know.
So funny, man.
You know, what the reasons. Yeah, well, you know, Dan's kind of into the kind of social issues surrounding sports. And we've had a number of those, whether the moral conundrums, whatever you want to call it, sports back. When do you bring sports back? And that's kind of right in Dan's wheelhouse. But yeah, like our show, it's more personality driven. It's more about us than it is anything. And, you know, that was kind of done by design. So, yeah, one of us could misspeak, and that could be a half hour, that could be an hour, that could be a long time. But we're just having fun with it. We're doing bits, and we're trying to do the show the best way we can, including all our producers, which has been the trickiest part because not all of them have microphones and they don't have Comrex setups. I do like the sound of your little Corona setup there. That sounds nice. And so, you know, it's just, yeah, we're suited for it because this is the kind of show we've been doing for 16 or 17 years. And so we are talking some sports, but we're just, you know, we're kind of taking our audience through what they're going through, through our prisms, just because we're all going through the same thing. We're all, you know, we're all sitting at home and there's nowhere we can go. We get nothing but time, and we're just trying to take them, make them smile for a minute, make them forget about this for a couple of hours and kind of, you know, relate to them because we're all going through the same thing. So we're just trying to take them through that ride with us, that journey with us.
We are talking to Stugatz from the Levitard Show here on Ben and Woods this morning. Yeah, you know, when it first came down, we kind of realized this was going to be our new reality. You know, I said the same thing to Ben. I said, I was kind of rubbing my hands together. I've been waiting for this moment because it was telling our producer yesterday. So today we've got Coach Ed Orgeron on, which is great. We've got you. And we've got celebrity chef Brian Malarkey. And I said, Paulie, we are in a really interesting time where we can book anybody we want and our boss can't say a word to anybody we want. We had a fire chief on. We had an author on. Like, anyone he's not going to be like, guys, we need to dive into that Gonzaga game last night. You know, like, we've had comedians. And I'm like, Paul, so our producer will be like, hey, who do you want? I'm like, Jeff Garland, J.B. Smoot, like, give me anybody that's not sports-related right now because we have an opportunity here to actually do something different. And I think if you look at it that way, like you guys always have, that to me is like, this is a blank canvas right now, and I'm really excited about it.
It is, but wait a second, because now I'm excited. So are you guys enjoying it, doing it this way more? Do you feel like you're doing a better show now than you were when you were forced to talk about this act after the 22nd game of the season?
It's my fantasy. I'm living my
dream
right
now. Yeah, I mean, one of us, Woods, loves this. I am the sports kind of guy of the two of us, and it's definitely more difficult for me.
Okay, no, and that's, I totally understand that, but are you enjoying it? Like, do you guys feel like you're doing better radio? Forget about what your preferences are, because that's something that hopefully you'll carry over once we get back to some normalcy here, where if you're enjoying doing that, you're enjoying having those type of guests on, I would suggest have them on more often.
100%.
I understand your bosses can't say anything, but, I mean, it is your show, you know?
Yeah.
Let me ask you,
Stugatz. You enjoy talking to the comedians?
Of course we do. Who did we have on last week?
Nikki Glaser.
Oh, yeah, she was great. Yeah,
Nikki Glaser just murdered on
her
show. Really
it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, you know, let me ask. Really cool. What's been really cool is because we're all going through this together, right? People, like, I'm noticing that celebrities are doing, a lot of people are doing a lot of cool things on social media, but a lot of people are just much more open to speaking. Like, yeah. People you wouldn't normally get on the show because they have nothing else to do.
Yes, it's phenomenal.
So, you know, it's like Ernie Johnson said that, like, we have nothing to do. I texted Ernie Johnson. I said, you want to record an hour? And so he and I sat down yesterday, me in my office, his and, you know, he was in his office, and we sat down and we did like 90 minutes, and it was fantastic, and we'll figure out how to use it. But people have nothing but time on their hands. And, yeah. And listen, I hope all this generosity kind of carries over in terms of time and patience. I hope it carries over once we're out of this, once we're on the other side of this. So.
Yeah, my line right now is if someone tells you they're too busy to talk to you, then they really just don't like you.
Yeah, they're
lying. That is a big tell. Last thing for me, Stu Gatz, because I have to ask, because we're in the media, people come up and ask, what's the real story? I mean, they must be telling you, like, about the restrictions, when sports is going to come back. And I'm going, no, I don't know more than you do.
Right.
You work at ESPN. Now, if anyone's going to, like, have inside info on when sports are coming back, do they tell you anything? Do you get any sort of indication from, you know, like the execs and the bosses about what the plan is moving forward here over the next couple of months?
Absolutely not. I mean, I don't think they know. I don't think the leagues know. I certainly don't know. They really haven't given us any sort of indication because, I mean, we're in uncharted waters here. It's unprecedented times. And so, you know, here's the thing with this, right? It's like I was talking about this with a friend the other day. 9/11, when it happened, you knew, like, there were a couple hours when we were in it in that morning where you didn't know if it was going to stop, right? And that was a terrible, terrible, awful feeling. But by the time we got to that night, September 11th, that night, certainly September 12th, the next morning, you knew whatever they planned on doing, that was it. It was over, and it was never going to happen to our country again. Here's the difference with this one. You don't know if it's going to end tomorrow. You don't know if it's going to end in a month. You don't know if it's going to end in 2 months, or you don't know if it's going to end in a year. And with that said, it's very difficult to figure out when sports is going to come back. In fact, I prefer that we stop talking about when sports are going to come back and just let the doctors tell us when it's okay to go outside again and resume normal activity. Like, I think everyone's trying to figure this out, whether it's the leagues and Rob Bamford. And I understand why. Like, I get even ESPN. I mean, listen, ESPN, it's play-by-play. It's about the games. The games are the only thing that you have to watch live nowadays, because if you don't watch them live, you're going to find out the score before you get to it, before you hit the taping of it. And so the games are obviously hugely important to our company. They're important to the leagues. But no one has any idea when we're going to come back. And certainly no one has given us any indication when they can come back. And I think what you'll continue to see is the leagues and the television partners try to get creative with things like, you know, doing horse from individual gyms, you know, stuff like that. Because I don't think anyone has any idea when it's coming back. So, no, I have no indication.
Stu Gatz, it is a pleasure to chat with you again. Somehow you just you brighten our mood when you join us. I don't know why that works that way, but it just does. So thanks, man. Take care. Be safe. And hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with you again sometime later in the year.
All right. Anytime, man. Listen, I appreciate that. I tend to make people smile. And so, but this was a little bit too serious and a little bit too somber. So next time, let's make sure we have some fun, okay?
More fun. More fun. Well, let's take
more fun. More fun.
Treat
me like a magician coming on, okay?
Stu Gatz.
A magician.
Dan Le Batard show on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU remains open. Trust, rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit SDCCU.com. Just a reminder that tomorrow we'll be doing Flubs of the Week.
Paul, did you catch? I didn't catch that one earlier.
We'll also be having...
That was amazing. Trust us.
David Blaine on the show tomorrow.
David Copperfield. No, not him.
No, we will have actually Stephen Brault.
Yes.
Major League pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, San Diego native. And vocal theater major from college. He's actually sung the national anthem before a pair of Pirates games, before playing in those games.
We played him, I believe it was yesterday, on Corona content, and being the great producer that he is, Paul Rindle went out and got him. Stephen Brault joining the show tomorrow. Excited
that.
About that.
Love that. Tomorrow also Friday, Ben Reed's Raps, and all our normal Friday features. Today's been spectacular with Coach O. Stu Gatz, celebrity chef Brian Malarkey. Also tomorrow, 97.3 The Fan's virtual game of the week.
Yep.
Friday mornings, 10 a.m., presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Each week, The Fan streaming a simulation of MLB The Show 20 on Facebook at 97.3 The Fan. Thanks to Bud Light Seltzer for bringing baseball to San Diego. Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. For more info, go to 97.3thefansd.com and don't forget to download the radio.com app and favorite 97.3 The Fan to stay connected.
And don't forget, Ben, we have a webinar today at noon.
How could I forget? We have one every day at noon.
Today's topic is working from home.
But I already know how to do that. I've been doing that for weeks now.
Pretty sure I have like three webinars today, and I'm really looking forward to it.
You do? You have three?
Either webinar, Zoom meeting, or phone conference call. I got one of them. I got three of those throughout the afternoon.
Which, by the way, we're thankful to have them. Right?
So thankful.
Well, if this had been a normal Thursday, April 9th, there'd be no chance I'd be doing the staff meeting. There'd be no chance that I'd be doing the webinar. And there'd really be no chance that I'm even paying attention to the show right now. You know what I would be doing at this moment?
Watching the Masters.
I would be streaming the early first-round coverage.
Pantsless.
From Masters.com of the Masters, because this is the day that the tournament would have been underway at Augusta National. First major of the year.
Man.
Not happening right now. I'm holding out hope now that they've announced backup dates in mid-November that at some point I'll still get to see my Masters. And at least at that point I'll say, hey, we got two Masters in like
six months,
yeah, or something like that. So, you know, that's not the worst thing. None of this is assured or guaranteed, obviously, but they are at least making those plans to hold the Masters later this year. But, yeah, this would have been – I mean, this is my favorite sports week of the year. It starts with the NCAA Final Four. Usually it's baseball's first or second week of the season. And you've got the Masters being contested. This is a tough one for me to miss.
Who won last year?
Tiger Woods was the winner of the Masters last year.
Oh, yeah. He just has Masters dinner.
Yeah.
With his smoke show girlfriend. Who is that, by the way?
Erica Harmon, I think her name is.
God.
I'm not sure what her backstory is. But I think ESPN's replaying his first Masters win, 1997, today. Yesterday I watched 1986 when Jack Nicklaus won his last Masters. Maybe I will catch a little more Masters replay today in lieu of the real thing not happening.
No, I feel for you. My dad as well. I'm sure he's in hell.
Oh, yeah, Gary.
Hell.
Me and Gary, we love watching some Masters.
This is his tax weekend. His, you know, a lot of men get...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, men would get vasectomies during March Madness so they could lay on the couch. My dad does his, I'm doing finger quotes, taxes during Masters weekend so he can lock himself in a room for 4 days and just, quote unquote, do the taxes, which, by the way, he probably has knocked out in about an hour and spends the entire weekend in there watching that golf tournament that you guys just love so much, Benny. But no, even I am a Masters watcher, and I don't feel it in my bones today missing it, but I would love to be able to go home and watch the Masters right now. I'm with you.
Take anything we can get at this moment.
Nah, see, I'm not that guy. I'm not the take anything guy. They were talking, and even somebody brought it up. I think it was Stu Gatz talking about horse, you know, the horse with the,
Chris Paul,
Trae Young.
Zach Lee, who's a couple of players. Trae Young, that's right, are committed to this televised horse from their own personal gyms. I don't know how it's going to work.
I couldn't. I mean, honestly.
I'll watch it.
I know you will, but and I'll let you report on it. Because honestly, I could not care less about a television. I don't need it that bad. I want what I know. I don't want some derivation of, you know.
If you missed any of today's show, highly recommend Coach O interview. I got an A+ from Coach O for my impersonation of Coach O. He talked about the Twitter machine, how he doesn't look at any of the headlines, except he does stay connected on the Twitter machine. It was fantastic. Fantastic stuff,
yes,
with Coach O. We will be back tomorrow. Wrap up the week. Another week from the Corona Cave. John Quintera, Gwynn and Chris coming up later today.
Oh, boy.
I'm out of steam here.
Did you hear that, okay, Paulie?
Good job by Paul Reindel, our
great job,
producer,
Paul,
back in our studios. For Woods, I'm Ben. Jim Rome Show is coming up next. Have a great rest of your Thursday, everybody, from San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.